His righteousness obtained by faith, April 16. Justified by his righteousness. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. The faith that is unto salvation is not a casual faith, it is not the mere consent of the intellect, it is belief rooted in the heart, that embraces Christ as a personal Savior, assured that he can save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. The perishing sinner may say, I am a lost sinner, but Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. He says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I am a sinner, and he died upon Calvary's cross to save me. I need not remain a moment longer unsaved. He died and rose again for my justification, and he will save me now. I accept the forgiveness he has promised. The great work that is wrought for the sinner who is spotted and stained by evil is the work of justification. By him who speaketh truth he is declared righteous. The Lord imputes unto the believer the righteousness of Christ and pronounces him righteous before the universe. He transfers his sins to Jesus, the sinner's representative, substitute, and surety. Upon Christ he lays the iniquity of every soul that believeth. He hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Through repentance and faith we are rid of sin, and look unto the Lord our righteousness. Jesus suffered, the just for the unjust. Having made us righteous through the imputed righteousness of Christ, God pronounces us just, and treats us as just. He looks upon us as his dear children. Christ works against the power of sin, and where sin abounded, grace much more abounds. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. God has made ample provision that we may stand perfect in his grace, wanting in nothing, waiting for the appearing of our Lord.